Bulldog Kia presents a Father's Day dad joke montage with General Sales Manager Seth.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Thank you. For Father's Day, I've been working on a few great dad jokes for you. Listen to this. Did you hear the university offers a program for used car salespeople?
No.
Yeah. Now you can get a major in cardiology.
Ha ha, Dad. You're such a car guy.
Well, how about this? What happens when Kermit the Frog's car breaks down? It gets towed.
Wow, Dad.
Okay, last one. Why did the washing machine schedule a test drive?
Why?
Because it wanted to go for a spin.
That was actually a good one.
I'll see myself out now.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there from Bulldog Kia. May your jokes be funny, your day be restful, and your cars be clean. Visit us online at bulldogkia.com or in person on Atlanta Highway next to Sam's Club in Athens. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, June the 17th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trade and Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, cappuccino, dark roast, in whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a crusader with a fresh brewed cup of cappuccino dark roast coffee. Available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. An unlawful entry into the home of a congressman, the latest political news from Magdalene Rose, and a busy week for U.S. bishops. An arrest warrant was issued earlier this week for a process server hired by Representative Eric Swalwell after allegedly entering Representative Mo Brooks' home to serve a lawsuit. The warrant was issued for Christian Seklecki, a private investigator based in Georgia, for a misdemeanor of first-degree criminal trespass charge, according to a statement from Brooks. Surveillance footage allegedly showed Seklecki entering Brooks' home without their knowledge or permission. Madison County District Attorney Rob Broussard told local media that the warrant was sworn out by Mo Brooks' wife, Martha Brooks, on June the 15th. There are some in Italy's government that have valid concerns about cryptocurrency and its effect on the market. Here's Crusade Channel political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose with more.
The chairman of Italy's financial regulator is raising concerns about the cryptocurrency market not having proper regulation. The chairman went on to say that without proper oversight, there could be a worsening in market transparency, the basis of legality and rational choice for market operators. Furthermore, he said that cryptocurrencies could serve as a shield for criminal activity, including tax evasion and money laundering. The chairman's view is that cryptocurrencies may undermine the ability of central banks to conduct monetary policy. Currently, there are between 4,000 and 5,000 unregulated cryptocurrencies in circulation. The CONSOB, which is the government authority of Italy responsible for regulating the Italian securities market, recently shut down hundreds of websites which were illegally gathering savings in Italy. Several lawmakers throughout the world have shared similar concerns, one of which is the president of the European Central Bank, who's previously said cryptocurrencies were mainly used in illicit activities, specifically in money laundering. It is undoubtedly necessary for world leaders to catch up to the power and growth of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies when millions of people worldwide are already living and operating in a Bitcoin and cryptocurrency-influenced world and global economy, far away from the pervasive nostalgic economic fantasies of the 1980s and early 90s. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Finally, this week, the U.S. bishops will vote on proposed translations for Prayers in the Liturgy of the Hours, a new book for the Order of Penance, and readings and prayers for the new Feast of Mary, Mother of the Church. Our quote of the day comes from Mother Teresa. Joy is very infectious. Therefore, be always full of joy. Coming up, our saint of the day. He lived in the city of Turin, Italy, in the 19th century, and was known as a model of priestly life. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
The Crusade Channel is proud to promote the Epoch Times newspaper, and I ask you to do the same. Please visit them today and consider subscribing using our affiliate link by going to crusadechannel.com/epoch.
Our saint of the day is Joseph Cafasso. He was born on January the 15th, 1811, and even as a young man, Joseph loved to attend Mass and was known for his humility and fervor in prayer. After his ordination, he was assigned to a seminary in Turin. There he worked especially against the spirit of Jansenism, an excessive preoccupation with sin and damnation. He used the works of St. Francis de Sales and St. Alphonsus Liguori to moderate the rigorism popular at the seminary. Joseph recommended membership in the secular Franciscan order to priests. He urged devotion to the Blessed Sacrament and urged daily communion. In addition to his teaching duties, Joseph was an excellent preacher, confessor, and retreat master. Noted for his work with condemned prisoners, he helped many of them die at peace with God. Joseph urged one of his former pupils, St. John Bosco, to establish the Salesians congregation to work with the youth of Turin. Joseph Cafasso died on June 23, 1860, and was canonized in 1947. A Scottish man has been left stunned by the return of an old wallet that was stolen from him in a pub 20 years ago. Most incredibly, the wallet was discovered in a bush outside the same pub with all of his cards intact. Ryan Seymour, a 37-year-old graphic designer from Lochgilly in Fife, Scotland, was out drinking with friends at the Elizabethan pub in Dunfermline in 2001 when he left his wallet in a bathroom stall, after which it was stolen. The pocketbook, embossed with his name in gold, contained bank cards, a work ID card, a library card, a video rental card, and approximately $85 in cash, all of which Seymour eventually thought he'd never see again. 20 years later, in April of this year, Seymour, who was a father of one, was shocked when his local police station contacted him on Facebook. His wallet had been found in a hedge outside the pub by a passerby, with everything in it except the cash. Sharing a screenshot of the Facebook message from a Dunfermline police representative, Gillian, in late April, Seymour claimed, quote, "Honestly, I can't stop laughing." Replying to Gillian, he admitted he could barely remember the night, but planned to retrieve the wallet for, quote, "sentimental reasons." Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.